This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
Welcome in to Hired on the Good Karma Brands radio network. This is our opportunity to tell you what we're looking for in the world of teammate acquisition. We shine a light on some of the cool things we're doing here at GKB across the country, and also give our partners an opportunity to highlight some of the roles they have open as well. I am your host, Mike Spaulding. I'm the director of content at WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We are part of GKB, and we're joined by a couple of partners right here in the good land. Our partner spotlight this week will be Milwaukee College Prep. Joining me in studio is the organization's CEO, Al Keith, and the chief of schools, Dr. Trila Cleveland. They are looking to hire some teachers on their campus. I think specifically they're looking at elementary school teachers. We'll touch base with them. Also, a couple of in-house guests this week as well. Tommy Lamb, he is the senior director of marketing and the sales manager at ESPN Los Angeles. They are hiring for a very big, very cool, very unique role in their director of marketing for the radio station in Los Angeles, California. Tommy and I talk about what they're looking for in the role, as well as dive into a couple of cool opportunities that come along with it. We'll also be joined by our hiring specialist at Good Karma Brands, Anna Hag. We kind of just highlight some of the big points that we have it here at Good Karma Brands, as well as some of the culture fits that we're looking for, also diving into some of the unique pieces you get when you work here at GKB. Of course, we touch on all of the openings that we have here as well. Again, I'm Mike Spaulding, your host this week on Hired across the GKB radio network. We'll dive into those interviews coming up in just a second. Welcome back to Hired on the Good Karma Brands Radio Network. I'm your host this week, Mike Spaulding of WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee, getting the pleasure to speak to some partners as well as some teammates. Speaking of, joined right now on the line by Tommy Lamb. He is our Senior Director of Marketing and Sales Manager at ESPN Los Angeles. Tommy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Absolutely. All right, so you guys got a big job opening right now at ESPN LA. You are looking for the director of marketing. Before we dive into some specifics, overall, what is the role?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. In two parts of the role. Director of marketing will be managing a team. He or she will be managing our two current marketing managers that we have in place. And I think the other side of that is really working with, you know, kind of with the fans, partners, teammates in mind of really implementing our marketing strategies. How do we go to market in Los Angeles? Overseeing all our signature events, any type of partner-facing events, all aspects of the marketing and kind of messaging, how we want to message ESPN LA to our fans, partners, and teammates, I would say kind of falls in those two buckets, I would say. So at a high level.
So when we're talking about marketing, we're talking about really an in-house role. This doesn't help, or is there an element here of helping out some of our partners execute their marketing events, or is this something internally that you're looking for?
Yeah, good question. I think both. I think how do we market ESPN Los Angeles? What are we telling our fans? You know, in kind of these different in different platforms, right? How are we messaging to our fans on terrestrial radio? How we're messaging and communicating our fans who watch us on YouTube, and how we're messaging our fans on digitally, maybe audio streaming, right? That's one. And then to your point, hey, as we're creating campaigns for our partners, you know, there might be some things where we're developing campaigns for a partner and how our solutions kind of integrate with their brand and how we're messaging that. So I would say twofold, really.
So we talk about signature events. That's kind of our nomenclature here at Good Karma Brands when we talk about some of the big events that our stations and our company is doing. But before we dive into some of the specifics of the role, I really want to focus on the specifics of the teammate, because we're a big culture company, I think, from Milwaukee to West Palm to Los Angeles. What are you looking for? What does a successful teammate for this company look like in your eyes?
Yeah, I think, you know, we kind of say it's like, you know, is that person humble, right? Hungry and smart, right? Humble, hungry, and smart. Three kind of traits we're looking at as we're interviewing teammates to come on board. You know, obviously, Good Karma, we're really focused on our fans, partners, teammates. You know, we have our core values that we're, you know, big believers in. But, you know, having that smart, humble, hungry, who's, you know, again, willing to learn, who's always wanting to learn more, who wants to develop a team, right? The hungry part, obviously, just that working hard is one of our core values, obviously. So just constantly learning, working hard, developing a team is key to success.
So in this role, people will be managing teammates, right?
Yes, this person managing two of our marketing managers. Yes.
Okay. So day to day, I know it's always a big question we get when we're hiring at WTMJ. You know, what's my day to day kind of look like? This is a very unique job, director of marketing. You have your hands in a bunch of different buckets, kind of like you were mentioning. If someone were wondering, what would my day to day look like at ESPN LA? What would you tell them?
Yeah, I think one bucket is working with our kind of our leadership team, right? And that would be our sales managers, our digital content manager. That's kind of be focused on, I would say, partner focused things, right? How we're creating campaigns, what solutions are we creating for our partners? Obviously, the other part is managing the team we talked about, the two marketing managers, managing them day to day, developing them, right? Managing and developing them. Mm-hmm. And I would say the third is, you know, on the content side, working with our content teammates, right? How we are making sure that content, again, it gets, you know, how are we promoting our content to all of our fans, partners, and teammates? So I think those three buckets, and then overarching is really just thinking of it, you know, thinking ahead, you know, it could be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year down the line of how our media landscape, you know, what that looks like, what are the trends, right? Keeping up with the trends in our media landscape, making sure we're nimble to be in places where our fans are consuming our content.
Well, and that's what's really cool about this job and kind of sets it apart from other quote-unquote director of marketing jobs. You're not just going to put on events for others or go to make sure an event runs smoothly. While, yes, you are doing those things, you also do, as you mentioned, have your hand in the world of content. Like, you get to actually be part of ESPN LA, what fans are hearing and what fans are seeing. That really is kind of a unique aspect of this.
Oh, no, I think it's very refreshing. It's funny. We talk to partners sometimes, like, I thought you're just a radio station. We're like, actually not, you know, we're a sports marketing company. You know, our content is in all these, you know, terrestrial radio, digitally, now video streaming on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, X. You know, we video stream 9 hours of our local shows, right? What you hear on the radio, you can actually watch on YouTube. So yeah, that is, you know, that wasn't the case, I would say, 3 years ago. So yeah, you know, we call it, you know, content is king. We want to make sure the content is created for, you know, that endemic audience, we call it. You know, someone watching on TikTok, obviously that content might be a little bit different than what we put on Instagram. But yeah, having that oversight of the content is huge. And we didn't even talk about, that's just our local content. I didn't talk about, we also have team partnerships. So we have team partnerships. We're the official audio partner for the Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Rams, the LA Kings, LAFC Soccer, Angels, and then USC Football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. So we're the official audio partner for all those team partnerships that, again, we have the ability to create content with those teams. So yeah, this role, you know, I would say, you know, I mentioned those buckets earlier. You know, obviously there's definitely more opportunity, I guess, as this person is, you know, we bring this in, there could be more opportunities as we are growing here in Los Angeles.
Tommy Lamb is the Senior Director of Marketing and the Sales Manager at ESPN Los Angeles, joining us on Hired to discuss an opening that they have out in LA. It is for the Director of Marketing. You talking about all of the sports team partnerships that you have is very cool. And again, kind of one of those once in an industry type of relationships here with a job like this.
Right. No, it's something that we pinch ourselves when we come in. I, you know, obviously our offices are right across the street from Crypto, where the Lakers play every night. So yeah, we come in, we're kind of, sometimes we have to, you know, I would say we take things for granted. We see obviously our hosts, who in our fans' minds are kind of their celebrities too. So, you know, being in the sports world, being in Los Angeles, I mean, there is, again, so much opportunity, so much things to look forward to. I think, just like I said, I mentioned earlier, the media landscape, you know, I'm excited about. Some people are like, wow, it's so fragmented. It's, well, you know, we have the ability now to, you know, again, create content and put them in all these platforms for our fans to consume. I think it's, you know, I mean, that's exciting. I mean, that's, I guess, motivates me every day to keep doing what we do, working hard, and again, creating content for our fans, partners, and teammates.
So if I'm listening to this and I'm interested in applying for the role, I don't have any experience in radio, but maybe I have some experience in the world of marketing, or perhaps vice versa. Are you looking for radio people? Is that a disqualifier?
No, I would say not a disqualifier, but yeah, someone who has a marketing background with, you know, 5+ years, I would say. And that could be in media, that could be in for a brand that they work for, he or she works for. That's not a problem. I think it's also having experience managing a team is important. I think this person, again, will be leading a few of our teammates too. So I think that's, managing teammates are important, but not necessarily has to be kind of like a radio experience, I would say.
Absolutely. What we talked a little bit about signature events at the beginning of this. Can you go into a couple that you guys put on at ESPN LA, like a couple of the real world examples that maybe I get to dig my hands into if I'm part of the team?
Yeah, I think the one coming up in mid-July is our All-Star Friday night event. It's usually centered around the MLB All-Star Week. We put on a host of activities that features our talent. So they'll be playing softball against each other. We have events for our fans and partners where we'll do like a kids t-ball challenge or a home run derby. We do also a listener game just for our fans. These listeners who are huge fans of 710 come out and play against each other. But it's an all-day event where we have partners out there activating, you know, between Islands to Miller Coors to Legends Attic, which is a memorabilia store. So a host of our partners are out there activating all day. We do 9 hours of our broadcast out there on site. So great. It's a free event too. So great thing for family, friends, colleagues to come out. It's in the summertime, so people are coming out, hanging out all day. So that's one of them in July. And then in September, we do our charity golf tournament, 13th annual. That supports the V Foundation for Cancer Research. So we do that always in the fall. And then there's a few other events that we're going to do in 26 that we'll be talking about soon. But there's usually, I would say, Michael, 3 or 4 signature events we do throughout the year.
Absolutely. Hey, you mentioned a couple of times the importance of finding somebody who kind of lives in the marketing world. We always talk about a work-life balance with any job, and that's really important. With something like this, it's a little unique, right? You are working for a media company or working for a marketing company, so your hours might be a little bit wonky, things along those lines. How important is it for you to find somebody, or if I'm applying, how important is it for me to like live in the space beyond just clocking in and clocking out every day?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when people do work in media, knowing that media in general, especially sports in general, is, you know, it's 365, 24/7, right? We have breaking news that happens all the time, and just having a pulse of what's going on, I think it's important. Are we asking people to work, you know, 80 hours a week? No, but there are some weeks, some days, obviously, depending on what the situation is, and require, you know, more effort, I would say. We're big fans of having that work-life balance. I think a lot of our teammates here have kids and families, and if it's significant others, right, that they spend their time on. But just having the flexibility, right, when times do come that requires an extra effort, that's, it's there. You know, just being, again, flexible and nimble on that schedule versus just being rigid, I think it's important.
Excellent. Tommy, hey, we got to run. If people are interested in applying, how do they do so?
Yeah, they go to the GKB website /careers. The posting's up there. From there, you can link to it and apply online. But yeah, everything's over at goodkarmabrands.com/careers.
Excellent. That is Tommy Lamb. He is a senior director of marketing and the sales manager at ESPN LA. They are looking for a new director of marketing. Tommy, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
Plenty more coming up on Hired on the Good Karma Brands Radio Network. Welcome back to Hired on the Good Karma Brands Radio Network. I'm your host this week, Mike Spaulding of WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee. Joining us in studio this week is our hiring specialist for Good Karma Brands. It's Anna Hegg. Anna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me back. I think this is my third or fourth time.
Do you get a jacket? Like SNL, like if you host five times, you get like a smoker's jacket to be
on
the show?
I'm going to reach out to Craig Carmerson about that one. Okay. Put it in the budget.
All right. That'll be part of our questioning for Craig. Hey, so I wanted to talk to you because I think it's like every other day you're sending the company emails about positions that we're hiring, which is super exciting. And that's not the way that every media company, every marketing company works. So I'm super excited to have you here. I wanted to start real quick with the misnomer. We are a sports marketing company. Do you have to be a fan of sports to work here?
No, and I am the testament to that. I really don't watch any kind of sports at all, but I love the company I work for. So, like, I think if you love the company you work for and you're good at your job and you love your job, I think you can still do it well without not knowing much about sports.
So they say, like, right, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life?
Exactly.
All right. Awesome. So Craig Carmazin, our CEO and founder, always says GKB is, quote, not for everybody. Can you expand on that a little bit? And yeah. And what does that mean if I'm listening to this and I'm like, oh, what does that mean?
Yeah. I think we're a little bit unique in that we're not very corporate-y America. I came from a manufacturing background, which is very corporate America in that aspect, that it's just so different. Like, you have access to your CEO almost every single day, I would say, which is a unique part of GKB. You're meeting him before you're even hired as well, which I love about GKB. All full-time teammates have to meet Craig beforehand. And, I mean, I work in the West Palm office, even though I'm a home office teammate, and they just flew me in to do management training. So I have a session in that today, and that's a unique aspect, is that we really want to train our teammates to be the best that they can be every single day. So I think we have a lot of unique aspects at GKB that I love.
So you oversee basically the hiring of every single teammate that will come across here at Good Karma Brands, not just Milwaukee or West Palm, but New York and Los Angeles and Cleveland and any of the million, Chicago, any of the other million places that I'm forgetting. What's a common theme that you see for teammates that work out here?
I think someone who has an open mind is the biggest thing. And being able to try new things, do new things, and be able to just do it with the hit it with the ground running and just go after it, I think is a big part of it.
So we are, you know, we own radio stations and we certainly do hire on-air talent.
Yeah.
But that's not it.
No, it's not it. We have so many roles. I mean, everyone wants to be on air, but we have so many other great roles. We have marketing, we have sales, we have a home office team that has HR, accounting, everything. We have it all, which is cool, but I know everyone wants to be on air, right?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about your background a little bit. You mentioned it. You came from a manufacturing background and have kind of fallen in here at GKB. Not a huge watcher of sports or anything along those lines. What's made you successful in your career?
Yeah, I think my career path is kind of interesting. I started in sales and then was laid off ultimately during COVID and then got hired back at the same company part-time in HR because they weren't to their full capacity yet. And I knew sales wasn't the best option for me, although I like to talk and whatnot. I thought HR, HR is sales, but just in a different aspect, right? You're selling a company rather than a product. So sales was a great start for me. And then HR was where I knew I wanted to be. And I did that career. And then Good Karma Brands kind of fell in my lap. It was, I think it was 2022. HR was in high demand. Companies were hiring again like crazy. And a recruiter actually reached out to me on LinkedIn. So I had no idea what Good Karma Brands was beforehand. And coincidentally, I just lived like 5 minute walking distance from this office. So I was like, oh my God, this was here the whole time. And I had no idea. So I have a little bit more unique path of GKB reached out to me, and then I've been here for 3 years now, and it's been awesome. I've moved to West Palm. I did a little on-air stint with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi. Anything But Sports is what it was called. That's a testament that I'm not a huge fan of it. So I've done it all. It's kind of fun.
So I want to ask you about what sets candidates apart and what leads to being able to have an opportunity to apply here at Good Karma Brands. But before we get to that, we are a big company focused on culture a lot. We have our core values. Mm-hmm. We live by them. We have skateboards here in the Milwaukee office that has all of our core values. Do you have one that is your favorite?
I would say my favorite is being honest. I'm honest. I overshare everything about my life. But I just love when people are honest back to me. I think that's probably my favorite one. I feel like it's kind of a trick question because they're all important.
Well, I appreciate you being honest with your answer. We talked a little bit about what makes a successful person here at GKB. We talked about your role and the evolution of it. One of the things that sets us apart, I think, as a company is that there are opportunities to move around within different departments if it fits your skill set.
Yes, we definitely have that. I think sometimes people can be great GKB core value fits, but maybe not the best at their job. And that's, again, something unique that GKB does, is that we'll find the right opportunities for you to be successful because we love you as a teammate. And, I mean, we see that all the time. I think an example for me is I knew I didn't want to be in Wisconsin anymore, but I was still a great teammate. So I asked to transfer to our Florida office, and that got approved. If GKB teammates are listening, that doesn't always happen. So don't start asking your manager to move to Florida.
But it is an option, right? Because
right, absolutely.
Fitting in your role and high-performing teammate, happy teammates are high-performing
yes,
teammates
absolutely.
Most often.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk about the culture a little bit. What kind of culture do we have here? What do we strive to achieve with it?
We strive to just make a happy and healthy environment, right? Like, as I was just in this management training, we're talking about all kinds of different scenarios that could happen. And we want to prepare everyone and have that welcoming environment for all of our teammates as well. So, and I think our culture, we have all kinds of teammate celebrates every single month. I know we're celebrating Pride Month here coming up, I think, on the 30th, learning about that. So we have so many different activities that we're doing just to make the culture so great for all of our teammates.
All right. So on the hiring front, you come across, I don't know how many resumes every single day. What catches your eye?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. If you say you love sports and want to be in sports your whole life, that doesn't catch my eye because I will say that everybody says that. So just honestly, like a great resume is a great start. Great communication through email if I'm reaching out to you, being timely with that, I think are the two big things. If you're using that texting language, I think I've talked about this last time I was on here, texting language in an email, don't do that. We're professional.
So you're talking about like you instead of you and
yeah,
stuff like that?
Exactly. Okay. You know, just being professional, I think is a big number that I always hit on.
What's the interview process like? Say I do apply for a role. What can I expect once I do so?
Yeah. So right now our standard interview process is 4 stages. So it usually looks like a virtual interview with the hiring manager or an on-demand video screen, followed by a panel, which is usually 4 teammates interviewing at one time. I know it can seem scary, but it's a great way to meet different teammates throughout the markets. A presentation round, if you're in sales, you're in marketing, you're in a digital role, being able to showcase your abilities there. And then, of course, like I said, a unique thing that we do is that final interview with Craig before I can even send an offer out to you. So that's usually what we're looking at right now.
One what's unique too about this place is that you have an opportunity to meet a lot of teammates before prospective teammates before you actually get hired. It's not just the CEO saying yes or no. He does do that,
correct.
But there's also then an opportunity to meet people from a swath, right?
Yep.
If I'm interviewing in Milwaukee, I could be interviewing with somebody in ESPN Los Angeles, for example, to see how they fit their role.
Right, exactly. And you might be interviewed by someone, like let's say you're interviewing for a marketing consultant role, you might be interviewed by someone on the accounts payable team. Like, we want all different kinds of people in the interview process so we can get all different opinions, whether it's culture fit and if they just be good at selling as well, right?
So talk about the growth real quick about GKB. Not every place is hiring constantly and growing their local footprint, but that is something that we are dedicated to do.
Oh, yes, yes. We are hiring a lot of people right now. Our digital team is expanding like crazy with the addition of FanDuel and the NBA. So we're getting a lot of hiring there. I would say our most common roles that we're posting are our sales and marketing, as those are two huge roles. As we expand, obviously, we're going to need more salespeople to sell our advertisements with our partners. And also then our marketing team is huge as well, as you know. They're out in the streets doing so many activations. So it's a great, those I would say are common ones. I would love to tell you we have on-air people and producers all the time, but they are rare. But when they do come up, I'm getting so many great applicants for that as well.
It's like sometimes that's one of those opportunities too. Once you're in the door and someone hears you or talks to you and goes, you know, that person's kind of interesting. That Anna, I think she could do anything but sports.
And yeah, exactly.
We'll have an opportunity. You know, I'm so glad you talked about the NBA and FanDuel and ESPN on the digital side, because, you know, if you're looking to work at GKB or Good Karma Brands, it's not just to work in an office here, right? Mm-hmm. There are other, you're working with some of like the best in class leaders in what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And our digital one is unique because we have people all over the country selling that, whether they're in an office or maybe in a smaller office. Like we have Dallas, who I think want to say only has about five people in that office. So we have so many unique opportunities. But yeah, most of our jobs are in the offices across the country, with Milwaukee obviously being our biggest one, with the three radio stations and our home office.
All right, I got two more questions for you. Number one, if you had a single piece of advice to somebody who is going to be applying or is interested in working or even interning at Good Karma Brands, what would that piece of advice be?
Definitely the piece of advice I would give you is to always send thank you notes. After every single one of your interviews, sending that thank you note is huge at GKB. We have a whole thank you culture at GKB. So that's going to be a big one that I would say it's the best advice I can give you to stand out, because it's not common that happens anymore, especially if you're an entry level role and you're that new college grad. I think that can be a great way for you to stand out.
Awesome. Where can people find all of our job openings?
Oh, that would be at goodkarmabrands.com/careers.
And we also have a pretty active LinkedIn, right?
Where, we do.
You can follow us and kind of get alerted to things.
Yep. So absolutely follow our LinkedIn. Every single job I post, full-time job, will be on LinkedIn. And then Good Karma Brands page will automatically post that. So it's a good way as well to get those. And you can turn on post notifications as well for our page.
Awesome. That's Anna Hagg. She is our hiring specialist at Good Karma Brands. Thank you so much for joining us on Hired this week.
Thank you so much, Mike.
We do have plenty more Hired coming up after the break. This is Hired on the Good Karma Brands Radio Network. For any more information regarding open roles here at Good Karma Brands, or just to learn a bit about the company itself, you can go to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. This has been GKB Hired. I've been your host, Mike Spaulding, this week. We appreciate you for listening and looking forward to you joining the team.